Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My goodness is right. It's time to talk about the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. They've been partners with us for a very long time because we believe in what we're doing with this situation. And it started with just buckling up and obviously not driving under the influence. But it's gone so much farther than that since we started our journey, Dave. And this journey will continue with distracted driving. Obviously, when phones came in and kids started, anybody that's driving, seniors,
everybody,
we're addicted to our phones. So we've got to stop doing that. So we like to talk about situations where we can just give you a moment to pause and think, let's do those little tricks. You set your phone, you have different settings that you can get to, you know, don't get your text messages or phone calls while you're driving, or the easy trick, which is low tech. Throw the phone in the back seat, and you can't get to it.
And everybody hears the stories, and we've talked about some of the distracted driving stories on the water and on the road over the past few months. For some reason, it doesn't sink in with everybody. That can't be me. Well, you know what? It might be your daughter. It might be your son. And it takes just a half a second to cross over the center line. How many times driving have you seen someone in front of you over the center line, off the shoulder, and you pass them up? What do you see? Looking at their phone.
Distracted driving.
Imagine if that was a motorcycle to your left as you crossed over the center line.
There are consequences. Somebody that used to work here is living with consequences every day from a person that was driving distracted on Watterson. Now we're going to bring in Erica Brown. She's 32 years old, and she has a story to tell. Erica, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Now, Erica, where are you from?
Well, I live in Cloverport, Kentucky now, so that's where I'm at, but I grew up in good old Butler County.
Butler County, I love it. Now, what high school did you go to, Erica?
I went to Butler County High School.
What's the mascot at Butler County High School?
The Butlers.
The Bears.
The Bears, hey. Butler Bears, all right. Erica, you sound so upbeat, but your circumstances, some people would not be so upbeat for your circumstances, Erica. Tell us your story.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to start saying on March 19, 2021, I became a paraplegic. I woke up that morning, and I was going to go on a Friday, March 19th, and I was going to go visit my friend over in Cloverport where I live now, which is about an hour drive. It was a really nice day, and I'm going to Donna's apartment, and I take the hour drive, and it was just pretty. I blared my music. It was like any other day, any other time I drove. I got to my friend's house. And we decided to go into Hardinsburg, Kentucky, where she's from, and get some snacks. So we go to the local IGA, and there were some sales there, too. So I bought a few extra deals and put them in my trunk. And then we got back to my friend's apartment, and I heated up some chicken noodle soup. And I decided to, after I ate, I decided to take a 30-minute nap. I remember setting my timer for 30 minutes because I didn't want it to be too long of a nap. You know how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I woke up feeling refreshed, and I called my brother and said, let's go out tonight for pizza. I just got my hair done and got new clothes, so I wanted to go out and eat pizza and show off my new hair. So we made a plan. I got in my car, and I called my husband, and I told him about the plans. I told him I loved him, and I'd be home in about an hour. I put my seatbelt on, and I got in my car and hit the road. And this part gets a little fuzzy. I was driving about 50 miles an hour because I didn't want my groceries to fling to the in the trunk and me lean over and get my new shirt dirty. So I remember going slow. I remember turning my turn. It's about 10 minutes down the road. I remember turning my turning signal on, and I turned it left and remember seeing the road that I was supposed to turn on. I don't remember anything after that except for I woke up to the sound of loud noises in my car being jarred, and I later found out that was the jaws of life, and I felt like I was laying down, but I wasn't. After later on, I realized I was sitting up in my seat, and they opened. I remember this man and woman asking me questions like what I'm allergic to and if I felt this or that. I don't remember feeling certain areas when they were saying they felt that. It turns out that they asked me, you know what happened, Erica Brown? And I said, no, I couldn't really get my voice out right, but in my head I could hear myself speaking loudly, but I couldn't get my voice out. They said, you've been in an accident. And of course, I panicked and thought the absolute, every scenario was going through my head. I had thought, well, maybe my best friend was with me, or maybe I hurt somebody. Maybe I fell asleep. They said every time they spoke to me and asked me questions, I'd answer their questions, and then I repeat my husband's name and his phone number. Every time I would repeat this so they could get a hold of him. Turns out later on I found out that my phone had rang that was in my car, and it was my brother, and they told my brother what had happened, and I was being life flighted to Louisville. I was being life flighted to the trauma center in Evansville, Indiana. I remember them saying to a man and two men were talking, and they said, one of the men said, is she going to the hospital? And the other man said, no, she's being life flighted, and that just, I know what that means. That means it's a very serious accident. I remember hearing the roar of the
helicopter.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
You're good.
I'm so sorry.
You're doing fantastic, Erica. You're doing great.
I remember hearing the roar of the helicopter, and I remember feeling a bump. And I guess that's when I got in the helicopter, and I was afraid that I was falling. And they said, you're okay. And then I remember just the roar and the bumpiness of the ride. It was so bumpy, and I was in pain. I got to the hospital, and I woke up a couple times. And one of the times I woke up, I was being turned about, rolled side to side, and I couldn't breathe. I felt pain. I couldn't breathe very well. They said, you have to have an MRI, and the MRI was so scary. It was loud. It was just loud, and it shook me a little bit. I woke up again to my husband that was beside me, and he was crying. I grabbed his hand. I kissed it and told him, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Well, in walks the doctor, and he wanted to take my husband outside the room. And then I knew then something was up, and I thought, well, maybe I'm paralyzed. I'm like, no. No, it can't be. Well, he walks back in with my husband, and he sits down. He said, this is Erica now. This is Erica, and she's not going to be able to walk again. She's paralyzed from the waist down. And that was, still didn't believe that. I was in the ICU for about a week. I had surgery on my back, and that was painful, and they set me up right away after my surgery. I woke up the day after my surgery, and I had the ventilator down my throat, and it was terrible. It was like I was breathing but gagging at the same time. You couldn't get, you know, because it was horrible. Later on, I spent two more weeks in the hospital. And had a little bit of PT there. I went on to Fraser Rehab, and I stayed there for a month. I had to relearn how to dress myself, put my socks on, put my pants on, put everything on that I normally would do very quickly. And now it was taking a long time. So I left Fraser Rehab, and in about a month, I had to figure out how to work a wheelchair, and I still not very good at that. So sorry.
You're doing great.
Darnell, Eric, you are the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. You are telling a horrific story, and it is so... I don't even know, Dave, how to describe what I'm hearing right now.
I hope if something ever happened to me, I could be as sunny as you are. Did you ever hear exactly what happened? Was it pieced together by police or by your family? What happened in the accident? Because you don't remember it yourself.
Yes. I later found out from the police reports that there was a young man in his early 20s that had rear-ended me going about 70 miles per hour. He was a distracted driver. He had pushed me 50 feet close to a ravine, and he was a distracted driver.
What happened to him? Did he go to jail, or what happened?
No, nothing. I think he got a citation because he didn't have a driver's license, no insurance. And he just got a citation. Nothing else happened to him, which kind of bothers me because I want justice to be served. I would wish he would take responsibility for his actions, because then maybe he would realize he did. In my head, he has done something major, because he took my legs away from me because he was distracted. He took. I'm still grieving. I'm still in the grieving process. And I just wish he took responsibility for his action, because I don't want this to happen to anybody else. You don't want to be a me, but it's not the end of the world. And you don't want to be him to live with that guilt.
In your heart, what do you think about him?
Sometimes I feel anger, but then I quickly realize he's a young boy. You know, things happen when you're young and you have make awful decisions, and I just wish, I don't want this to be, this define his life, what he's done to me. I don't want that to say, oh, he's the man that took a 32-year-old's legs away. He hit her, and he's changed her life forever. I don't want that to define who he is, but I think he needs to know that it's not okay. So I don't have much anger. It depends on my good days and bad days.
Right. But, any of us are. Have you tried to reach out to him?
I have tried, and I spoke to him once. Not spoke to him. I had a few text messages from him. He just said he was sorry, but I wish he could see me and see what has happened, and no, that's not okay. I wish everyone would see that was a distracted driver, would see what they did to the person they hurt. And then maybe they would realize that this is wrong and never do it again.
Is there anything you would like to say to people driving right now, listening to your voice, that might have their phone in their hand and their attention not straight ahead?
Put it down. It can wait. Put that phone down. It can really wait. Get to your destination, because you don't want to hurt somebody. You could take their life, or you could really hurt them. You can hurt them worse than me, and you can't live with that guilt. Just knowing, because you picked up your phone in that moment, and it can really wait. I'm telling you, it can wait. It's more important for it to wait than you to take someone and hurt them or take their life.
It's a perfect slogan. Put the phone down. It can wait. I wish I was spending Thanksgiving with you. I bet you your Thanksgiving dinner is amazing. Can I go on a limb and say
that? Yes, they are so amazing. Yes.
I picture Erica in the kitchen making an apple pie, and then every once in a while she says, "Bless your heart."
With the new hairstyle.
With the new hairstyle.
Yes.
Erica, don't be surprised if Tony Vannetti and Dave Jennings and Dwight Whitten crash your Thanksgiving this coming Thanksgiving, just to get some of that that meal, okay?
Yes, okay. I'll be waiting for you.
You are so cute. This is a serious message, but I think we all at this point, because we're all so depressed, we're all so in a bad position from what's happened today, you are such sunshine, and you're telling the story of how the story about you just so excited about your new hair and your new clothes and you want to go get pizza that night and your husband and you said you loved him and then you ate your chicken soup and you fell asleep and then your life was rolling and all of a sudden you're paralyzed, but you're just like, okay, that's not going to define me. That's, we're moving on. You're just, I think a lot of us can learn a lot from you, Erica Brown.
Yes, it's not the end of the world. I'm alive, and this is just a bump in the road, you know?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Erica, I thank you on behalf of WHAS and all of the radio stations here, and I thank you on behalf of the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety as we move forward with our distracted driving message, which is, and Erica said it best, put it down, it can wait. You're the best, Erica. Thank you for your time today, and God bless you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
See ya.
And for those of you out there that had a bad day at work and you get home and you're kind of snapping at your wife, and it's like, what are you upset about? How bad was your day, really?
I swear to God, I needed her
yes.
at this moment in my day. I needed her. She's, oh, my God, cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right,
Cook and Reeves, a great local company right down the road, the Waterson at Dixie Highway. If you've been having a hard time finding a vehicle, they have them, $3,000 all the way up to $50,000. And if credit is an issue, well, they use multiple lenders, so just about anybody can qualify. You can pre-qualify on their website, and you don't have to use your Social Security number. That is a piece of cake. Go to cookandreevesvans.com and click on Get Pre-Qualified. The number is 447-8255. Not just used cars, but custom van rentals, almost as expensive as just a sedan. You can have a luxury van, and then there's no airfare and rental car costs. They do that, and stretcher and wheelchair transportation as well. Way cheaper than an ambulance. CookandReevesVans.com.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
My goodness.
Swing batter, batter.
I almost had breaking news for the Indianapolis Colts.
Tell your source. What was the source?
I can't tell you the source until I read the name because my boss called Josh and said, no. Read the name on the Twitter. Read the name on the Twitter. And what? I read it and went, oh, okay.
Well, please read the source. It was Barry somebody.
It was breaking news. Andrew Luck has informed the Colts that he's coming out of retirement for the 2021 season.
Yes.
So I ran down the hallway. I was like, did you see this? And then he was like, what? And then he just called me and said, read the name on the Twitter. Read the name on the Twitter. And it's not a good word to say on the radio.
Gosh, it was a call.
So I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, yesterday, Philip Rivers was also talking about maybe playing again, so that's another.
Well, it was retweeted by Vince Young, the quarterback, former quarterback, and saying, hey, come on back, champ, or whatever. So that's why I thought it gave me legitimacy there. All right, Allen Electric, 636-HELP is the phone number. Give them a call if you need electrical work. They are Louisville's real electrician. They have master electricians for you. They are residential electricians, folks. So if you need somebody to fix something on your home, they don't do commercial, that's the number to call. 636-HELP is the number. Again, been around for 25 years, and they'll get it right if it's not done right. We know it'll done right because they have master electricians. So check them out. 636-HELP is the number. All right, Greg Galliet from the Louisville Bats, how are you?
Good. I don't know if you just saw the Twitter, but Larry Bird looks like he's coming.
Yes.
Hey, okay.
Damn it.
Listen, we want to talk Bats baseball because, quite frankly, we love it. But I have a vivid memory burned into my brain, Greg Galliet, and I want to share it with you and find out what was going through your mind. I want to go back to
the
meeting
at Broadbent Arena during a River Frog.
No, that's my favorite.
That's
but
so good.
I want to go back to the hot dog, the media hot dog eating contest.
Oh God, here we go.
Where I had just tied with a 19-year-old. I beat all of the media in the name of the great John Bowe. I looked over and it was just me and this 19-year-old kid. I look down on the field behind me, and there's a Greg Galliette. He peers up at me for 1 second, then he looks down and shakes his head in disgust. Shakes his head in disgust. What was going through your mind, Greg?
I was basically thinking to myself, I've known Dwight for so long, and now look at the levels he has stooped to.
It should be he's still doing the same stuff he did when he was 23.
Yeah. All we need is a frat house somewhere and just throw him in there.
Can I just say though, the hot dogs at Slugger Field are so darn good. I want one right now, even after that. But
well, hang on. Yeah. With that contest, Greg Galliette, you've all had a million ideas out at the Bats, and they mostly are almost a great. Every one of them, Peanut and I, Dog Day, Star Wars, all of them are great. I've never seen a promotion as simple as the hot dog eating contest get so much play on every television, yeah, every radio, yep, station. It took over for about a day and a half. It was dominant on all the news channels and all the radio stations. Well done, Mr. Galliette.
Well, I got a question for you, and you probably know this answer, and this is really for Dwight. Dwight, how did you feel? I guess it was the next day you went in that hot state trooper car that got up to 120 degrees with hot dogs rumbling around in your stomach. I mean, how'd you get through that? Yeah,
I don't know, but one of the people in the car with me smelled like hot dogs.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, listen, we love Bats baseball. The Wittens specifically, we love Wednesdays. But what do we got coming up, man?
We got a long homestand, two of them, right?
Here's the thing. When the Bats do come home next week on Tuesday night, we'll be home basically 4 out of the next 5 weeks. We have
they're
in the middle. So basically almost to the middle of September, it's almost Bats baseball every day.
Wow!
So it's a really weird schedule, just kind of as weird as the fact that we played Memphis all 12 home games in July. We're still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, did you feel like you were in Groundhog Day? Because it's got to wear on you, right?
Well, I was joking by the second stretch of 6 games with Memphis with their manager. Like, do you want me to put you in touch with a real estate agent here in Louisville? I've taken root here. So the cool thing is this next Tuesday when we do come back into town, we play Nashville, and they're managed by former Bats skipper Rick Sweet.
Love Rick.
Yeah. So a lot of fun going to be happening. But next Thursday night, guys, we have a special event going on here. We have created, along with our friends at Humana and the Louisville Sports Commission, and now UPS has also jumped on board, the Playing It Forward program, which basically, in a nutshell, we ask fans if they would donate gently used sporting equipment that we can then turn around and donate to kids that are less fortunate in the areas of our community. So they also have the opportunity to play new sports. And we're going to do that at next Thursday night's game. We'll have containers out at all the entrances into the ballpark. So if you would, bring any kind of gently used youth sporting equipment that we can donate. And when you do so, you'll receive a voucher good for a hot dog and a free Pepsi that night at the ballgame.
Any day games coming up on this lengthy homestand and any more movie nights on the docket?
No day games, David, coming up in the near future, but we will have, once we get into September, quite a few day games. Actually, Saturday, the 11th of September, we've now turned into a 1 o'clock afternoon game rather than a night game that night. And then now that we've had 5 additional home games added onto our schedule by Major League Baseball, which will now have us playing baseball additionally now from Wednesday, the 22nd of September, until Sunday, the 26th. That Wednesday, the 22nd of September, will now be a business person special starting at 1 o'clock. And also that Saturday, the 25th, and Sunday, the 26th of September, will also be 1 o'clock afternoon games. So we do have a few of them coming up here on the future schedule.
And let's talk about how easy it is to buy tickets for the Louisville Bats. So you just heard. If you have missed your opportunity to get out there, by the way, you see the pictures. Whoever's running Twitter for Louisville Bats is killing it this year. They have such fun Twitter tweets and pictures that really makes you want to go out to the Bats game. And all these families are having a ball out there, and they're eating and drinking. They're playing on the playground. They're enjoying the new facilities and watching baseball. It's just so happy. So whoever's doing your Twitter, tell them congratulations from us.
I will.
But How do you get the tickets? Are so easy because it's your phone. It's batsbaseball.com. Pick a game and you're going.
Right, and just go to the website, and it's simple as that. And we haven't announced it yet officially, but coming up on the 18th of August will be iHeart Listener Night.
Yes,
and we'll have some special details coming up about that, where there'll be a special ticket offer available for all the iHeart listeners. So stay tuned for that. But if you're a big Reds fan and you like baseball and like following the top prospects, this is the time you want to come out to Louisville Slugger Field, because right now we have the top three prospects in the Cincinnati Reds farm system, and actually three of the top prospects in all of minor league baseball that are all currently on the Bats roster. And that would be shortstop Jose Barreo, who is just tearing it up now for the Bats. He was actually minor league player of the month for July, and he's just crushing the ball. Plays shortstop, 6'2", a Cuban native. The Reds are super high on. He is the gentleman to hit the home run in the Futures game back a couple months ago, or actually in July in Denver. And then now, Nick Lodolo, the other star prospect pitcher, just joined our ball club yesterday. So you pair him with Hunter Green, we now have the top two pitching prospects in all of the Reds farm system. These are both number one draft picks by the Cincinnati Reds, and they're all part of the Louisville Bats roster. So next week will be a great opportunity to come out and watch these guys pitch and watch Jose Barreo play shortstop every night.
Well, listen, unfortunately, we have to go to break, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But the rumor is, on iHeartRadio night, there may or may not be free Dwight Whitten hugs. I'm just going to put it out there.
Oh.
Dwight, do me a favor. Make sure you take a shower this time.
I have a feeling we're not going to fit that in the commercial either when that comes around.
All right, just throw it out there.
Greg Elliott, we love it, man. I'm so glad for the homestand, man. We'll see you out at Slugger Field, my friend.
Take care, guys.
See you, man.
You'd have to tag it with the name of our game is Fungus.
No. Free hugs. That's what you give your mom every Christmas. It's a booklet of free hugs from Dwight. All right, what are we going to listen to here? I think this is...
After the break.
After the break.
We're coming back. Okay. Yeah. You're going to want to hear this in light of the things that has happened in this town. And by the way, I said this was a national story. ABC News has picked it up for a national story. That's right. They're looking for the scumbag now that that killed our guy.
Oh, real quick, I want to say happy birthday to my Uncle Ray Yoder.
Oh,
so,
well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. When we come back...
Back after this. Yeah. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, News Radio 840 WHAS. We thought that this would be an appropriate way to end the show in the light of the death of Deputy Brandon Shirley. Now, we have a mayor that's been pushing false narratives against law enforcement. We even have media here in Louisville to push the same.
And some Metro Council.
And some Metro Council that they have a grudge against law enforcement. The three of us, we honor those that protect and serve. And I don't think that anybody could say it better than this. The late, great Paul Harvey. So if you're law enforcement right now and you're listening, please do not buy into the fake narrative that people are against you. And cling to the thought that 95% of us have your back.
Fact.
We're grateful. We love you. And so to all the law enforcement and to the family and to Deputy Brandon Shirley, rest in peace. Dave Jennings, Dwight Whitten, Tony Vannetti, we love you.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. Culled statistics, wave the fan over stinkers, underscore instances of dishonesty and brutality because they are news. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won, but if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer, but if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp or expect to be sued. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. A policeman must know everything and not tell. He must know where all of the sin is and not partake. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. If he gets promoted, he has political pull. If he doesn't, he's a dullard. The policeman must chase bum leads to a dead end, stake out 10 nights to tag one witness who saw it happen but refuses to remember. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus or an honorable who isn't honorable. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.